This is File 39, Cycle 3. Today's date is June 20th, 2018. I am interviewing Kevin and Michelle Bousquet at the Interlaken Inn, and they are going to answer some questions about their history with the inn itself, and anything else they want to talk about. But first, we'll start with Kevin. What is your name?
Kevin Bousquet.
And Michelle, what is your name?
Michelle Bousquet.
Okay. And Kevin, how did you come to the area?
Well, I was at a place called Arrowwood of Westchester, and I worked with Maggie Slagle there. And Maggie ended up leaving Arrowwood and coming up here to work with her husband, Bob Slagle. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they got up here, they called me up from Arrowwood and said, we need someone to come and be our assistant up here.
Oh, and when was that?
That was in 1984.
Okay, and were you the assistant general manager?
I was.
Okay. What were your responsibilities?
Everything.
I love that answer.
There's no difference between an assistant general manager and a general manager.
You just do it all. And how long have you been at the inn?
This will be 34 years now.
All right. I'm going to ask you the same questions, Michelle. You're a local lady, are you not?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
And where did you work before you came here?
I worked at Noble Horizons for about 3 or 4 years.
As what?
In dietary.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love that. But then a friend worked here in 1992, and she had an opening at the front desk for some summer help. And I was just looking for a change, thought it would be fun, so I said, okay.
Good for you.
Yes.
And you've been here how long?
26 years.
Oh, my. What wonderful history.
Yes.
What wonderful history.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any specific responsibilities, or do you just do whatever needs to be done?
Yes, I have none. Kevin has all of it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. If anything goes wrong, it's his fault.
I like that, too.
Okay. All right. Now, the next series of questions, either one of you can answer. So I'm not going to go Michelle or Kevin, whichever.
Okay.
How much staff do you have right now in the summertime?
Probably about 75 staff members.
And how many rooms do you have?
80.
What's the size of the property? How many acres?
30.
30? Okay. Do you use Countryside for anything?
Yes, Countryside is now a house that we sell 8 guest rooms and a Pilates studio.
And how about Woodside?
Woodside used to be the garages a long time ago for the townhouses, and now it's our pet-friendly area. And it also houses one of our honeymoon suites.
One of your which suites?
Honeymoon suites.
What is the different trends in business over the years?
Since I started in 84, we were very heavily into conference business. It was a very different time in the world and the economy. And now it's, I guess it was about 93 that we decided we would venture off into destination weddings. And that's been a big change for us, and we've been on that change for 10, 12 years now.
Yeah.
And conference business is starting to come back.
Really?
Not like it was. No. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of personality training meetings, but people are getting together.
Workshops, seminars, that sort of thing. Okay.
That's starting again.
Okay. Buildings? Have you done any building or changed buildings over the time? Yes, I know. There's been a lot. And you gave me a wonderful printout of all of the different... But in general...
You wouldn't recognize the property back from 84 to now.
No, except it's in the same spot. Well, as I came in and there's no tree. And this is no longer the main dining room, which it used to be.
Right.
And the lobby area has all changed. And your staff, I'm assuming, changes too.
Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to have a hospitality staff because it's really a transient staffing program because people don't use it. Other than your mainstays, mm-hmm. most of your staffing comes from college, summer help.
Ah.
It's not, unfortunately, not everyone's looking for a career in hospitality, so you're constantly turning over staff.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very difficult.
Hmm. Different than what I would have expected.
I'm very fortunate because I have a handful, maybe a couple dozen people that have stayed with me for 20 plus years. Makes it a lot easier.
Oh, sure, because they know the routine.
Right.
Yeah. But if you've worked in a place for a long time and then somebody wants to change something, that's also difficult. Very difficult. Try to give a teacher a different grade level. It's mm-hmm. very hard. You've recently done something different in the kitchen. You've got new chefs.
Yes, we do.
She's smiling and she's going to...
I love eating all of her food.
Okay. How's the dining changed over the period of time?
Well, it's funny because I just wrote about that in the Lakeville Journal this past week. It has changed a lot, and now it's time for Hill Lake. And because of the investment of these two individuals, Jim Corcoran and Darren Rooney, they don't mind being out in the dining room. You know, the chefs that we've had in the past... They want to hide in the back.
Yeah.
And that's not... People want to
know
who's cooking the food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the next thing will be to have a glass wall so you can see into the kitchen.
And we knew instantly. I knew because I met Derry.
Mm-hmm. He was up in Great Barrington, wasn't he?
Jim was in Great Barrington mm-hmm. At Allium. And then he moved on to Stockbridge, to Red Lion, was the chef at Red Lion.
Ah, okay.
And then Derry was... the chef of Allium, and then she moved on to Metz's.
Okay.
And lucky for me, it was a time that they were looking to start their flame and get married,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't know how they were going to do that. They're both working 7 days a week where they were,
uh-huh.
in different jobs.
And different areas, yeah.
So I saw them 3 days after New Year's, and I said...
Guess what?
How about we... she said she likes the idea. I'm going on vacation. We're getting married in Mexico. And we were going to the Caymans. And I kept communicating back and forth. And we were able to land a deal.
Wonderful.
And bring them here. And the biggest attraction is for the two of them to be able to have a life together in the hospitality industry and chefs and make this their dining room.
Mm-hmm. Make it work. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful.
You know,
wonderful.
And in the early years, I was all for it also, but I never got the commitment from the chefs.
Yeah.
And
they can be temperamental. I've worked for a few.
Mm-hmm.
I know. How about marketing and sales? Now, that must have changed.
Mm. Keep talking. Mm.
Marketing and sales has changed. We had... Well, Maggie did all the sales back in 84.
Mm-hmm.
She hired an assistant.
Dan?
No, I hired Dan, actually.
Oh, you hired Dan.
Yeah, I hired Dan back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up building a team with Maggie. And then when Maggie and Bob left to take over the track... I went out and hired an outside sales staff. I decided that I didn't want something here.
Fresh
not
eyes.
Really a lot of, there's not a lot of corporate business in our community.
No.
So why have a salesperson here when all the business is down in New Jersey, Bergen County, White Plains? So we hired a sales staff in Bethel, and Joyce Reeves, and that was a very successful venture, and that changed.
George Reeves?
Joyce Reeves.
Joyce.
At that time, mergers and acquisitions were really hot,
mm-hmm.
so there was we found a nice little niche with team building. And we became the, I guess, the salespeople for all of these team building organizations. And at that time, I mean, just Pratt & Whitney going through their breakup and downsizing, they spawned 4 different team building organizations that I was very fortunate to be able to do business with all of them.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Great.
So that all changed.
Yeah. Everything changes.
Nothing lasts. But you know what? If it doesn't change,
then it gets stale.
I'm waiting for the day that people aren't going to get married anymore. That it's going to happen. But
well, not in our lifetime, I hope.
Right now, this has been the longest run out of any market that we've ever had.
The weddings.
The destination weddings have been. I thought, Gene, I thought it was fizzling out about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That we started to see. We're only taking 100 visits. You need to take 400 visits in order to get.
Yeah, it to be profitable.
But this young lady selling these weddings has been getting. Michelle has just a knack with getting the people all about their family and bringing them. Weddings are reunions.
They're a very special.
They are reunions, and people are looking at that.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're looking for properties like ours.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a beautiful facility.
Thank you.
It is a beautiful facility. I told you before that I was looking for a place to have a family reunion of 150 to 200 people. And it was a beautiful facility. When you interview or whatever it is you do for, you know, if I came to you and said I want to have a wedding, what do you do? How do you get people comfortable with the facilities and so forth?
I give them wine.
Oh, that's a big help. Gee, I just got tea.
It's 10 a.m., Gene.
Oh. The sun is over the yard. I'm someplace.
You know, they're coming in so happy and excited because they're seeing these venues and they're getting married. And so I just embrace that, really. And I'm genuinely happy for them. I love this property so much. And so just meeting these people, finding a fit here, that it starts on Friday and it goes right through Sunday at checkout. It's just a contagious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's times where I feel like I could just stand in the backyard and this property just sort of sells itself. Going down to the lakefront, exchanging vows in front of the lake is just...
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's mm-hmm. peaceful. It's just like no other. So mm-hmm. it's really... I find it to be easy. Not that I have a wedding every single weekend, but mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite things to do is meet couples and just take them around and treat them like they're my old friend because they
That's a wonderful way to do it because Thanks, people Jean. Respond to that.
Yeah.
And you give an aura of warmth and sincerity. Mm-hmm. And if you're getting married, you really want something like that.
Right, that we're invested in their day and their family and making sure everything's perfect from guest rooms. And we really do. And it's not just me, the initial. It's that feeling they go from place to place and meet. Wow, the front desk staff, Winston, he's just so fun. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then meeting Derry. And it's really a whole team effort. And they feel that warmth. So.
And that shows. It shows.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
It's such an important day. And it is so special mm-hmm. that you made it even more special. And that makes a wonderful memory.
Mm.
And those memories you live with.
That's
I mean,
sure.
photographs go and other things go, but the memories stay, which is absolutely important.
And that's probably what's changed a lot about this burnout society we live in now. People are looking for the memories again, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It used to, you know, if you go back 10 years, it was such a rat race, and it just continues to be a rat race.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably 3 or 4 years I've noticed that people are starting to really recognize that they better slow down, they better take time.
Yeah. It isn't the things you do, it's the things you don't do that you mm-hmm. regret. And a happy marriage ceremony is one of the high points. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Sure. Most people do it just once, right?
Well, I did.
Good job, Gene.
Well, I was in for the long haul. Of course, when you start off with somebody at 70, you wonder how long a haul it's going to be. And we both figured 7 years.
Oh, really?
Because Foster's father died at 77, and my father died at 77. And Foster was 70 when I married him. And if I'd known that he was going to last till 94, I might have made another plan. And we had 23 and a half years.
That's amazing. That should go in there, Gina.
Well, yeah, right.
Because you had your wedding supper here, so it does relate.
It does relate. Oh, yes. Visions for the future, Kevin.
Okay, I'm gonna ride this wedding destination reunion as long as we can.
Good.
I have started to tweak. You noticed when you came in, this room has started to convert into a meeting space.
Yep.
Not because the training meeting spaces don't work downstairs; they just don't work for the new meetings that are coming through.
Yeah.
People want windows. They want lighter. They want.
So they don't want a dark little. Yeah.
So, you see the porch we put on here.
Yeah.
This and we did have a very famous bank that was here just a week ago, and they've already given us the second meeting.
Good.
I wouldn't have had any chance with that meeting in the conditions that these, but to turn this dining room into a meeting space, I can still be a dining room in here. I can still do something with that, but it's going to be focusing on the meeting first. So we're going to start to look for more meetings coming up. Mm-hmm. Different types of meetings. We're a small property, so we don't need an awful lot. One or two meetings a month.
That's good. Right. That's good.
That's right. A wedding every weekend, one or two meetings a month, and then take care of all the people bringing their pets and the romantic couples down at the lake. That's what Interlaken is.
You also do track and the alumni for the Hotchkiss in Salisbury.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you've got other things besides just meetings and weddings.
Those are a very strong basis, yes.
And Michelle, are you willing to go with the wedding venue for as long as it takes?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Because I do believe that marriage will last forever. People getting married one, two, three, four times. Yeah, definitely.
Good. Is there anything that you'd like to add to this before we close, Kevin?
Last night we just filmed our first commercial in 34 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's going to be airing on TIC. But the host was just amazed that he's never been up to the area and he's never been to this property. And I get the same feeling from everybody that you kind of take these things for granted.
Oh, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. We're such a beautiful area.
He was leaving last night, and he was doing his closing statements, and he said to me, it's a remarkable area, you have a remarkable property, the staff is incredible, you're very lucky. I count my blessings every day.
Lucky, but also a lot of hard work, and a lot of making people feel comfortable in the job that they have, and happy in the job that they have. And that goes a long way. You wouldn't have people staying 20, 25 years if they weren't happy. No way. Even though you say it's a transient business. But if you give them working conditions and are flexible with their hours or whatever works, that makes for a good staff. And that's a compliment to both of you.
Well said, Jean.
Because it is. It's important to treat your employees well. And you do, obviously. Obviously. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Michelle, before we close?
You said all of that, Jean. No, I'm good.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Jean. So where is your fourth career?
This is the fourth.